Hello, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say good evening and hello and continue on from what we did on the Dr. Fred Bell show last night. I went solo on the show, and we did a lot of good healing, and we talked a lot about the nuclear receptor and the projector and the wearing the projector, and so we would continue on in a different mode of compassion, love, harmony, and to understand that it's very important that when you are healing people or when you would love to heal people, the idea of it is to let go and use the compassion that you have to allow yourself to be as free as you can, to be as free as you can, which means basically that you treat everybody with the utmost respect, no matter if it's a friend or foe. We need to allow ourselves to understand that energy is pure and it's perfect. We need to allow ourselves to give ourselves the freedom to express our own expression and to heal as many people as we can. Again, friend or foe, it doesn't matter. What matters is the way that we handle ourselves and what we do with that handling in terms of energy. The universe itself is not blindfolded. The universe is a free spirit. It's like the earth. It is a free spirit. We just happen to live on the earth. And what we need to do is to become more attached to the earth. And that's what we've been working on for the past year or so, actually a year and 3 months, is that we are attaching ourselves more to the earth, understanding more that the earth loves us and we love the earth. And so what we've been doing is meditating and taking people to the center of the earth. And the reason that I'm talking the way that I'm talking is because I listen to the guides that talk to me. I listen to the utmost voice of the hero himself, the Lord. And they tell me what to say. Every time I come on the show, I write the show and do what I'm told to do by expressing myself about what they tell me to say. And what we're talking about tonight is making a connection from Mother Earth to heaven. And that's what we've been doing for the past 5 or 6 months, and it seems to be working. And we seem to be healing an awful lot of people, and it seems to be working very well. So what I would like to do tonight is give out some phone numbers and have some people call, and we can heal them and also connect them to Mother Earth and heaven all at the same time. So let me give you the phone numbers here. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-876-9146, and worldwide would be 888-815-9756. So this evening, what we would like to do is get you grounded, get you balanced, get you to understand that the wonderful thing about life is that it's pretty wonderful. We have a lot to discuss tonight about brain chatter and how to get rid of brain chatter, and it's actually not that hard to do. If you are meditating and you still have some brain chatter, what we need to do is get to a point of letting go. We have to learn to let go. And that's an important way of healing and understanding that the best way to keep in touch with the universe, to keep in touch with the Master himself, is to let go. The more we see, the more we understand, the more we need to let go. Our visions are strong. And what we need to do is make it stronger. We need to allow ourselves the generosity of letting go. It's just a wonderful way of being, and also it'll take you further than you've ever gone. You need to have the confidence that you can do these things. And the way to gain the confidence is also is to breathe in. I breathe in the breath of God. Open up your gut and just stay there. And breathe it in and love yourself as much as you possibly can. By getting in touch with the smile, the inner smile, you're letting go a lot of anger. You're letting go a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of confusion. And the more that you open up the inner smile of yourself, the more confidence you'll have, the more understanding you'll have, and you'll start realizing, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lynn calling from Washington State.
Yes.
And I've been wearing a receptor for several months now.
Yes, Lynn, can you speak up, honey, please?
Okay. I've been wearing a receptor for several months now. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. And I have a peridot stone in it. And I'm wondering if you can see, I've had some real direct health benefits like blood pressure and cholesterol, but I'm wondering if you can see like how it may be helping me otherwise, or if I need to be working with it in a different way.
Let me just tune into you. You're open pretty much. Is it peridot that you're wearing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It seems to be working for you. I'm looking through your back at the necklace and the dish. It's a nuclear receptor is a dish energy. Now the upper portion of the disc on the left hand side is not as open as it should be. So what we're going to do, when's the last time you cleaned your nuclear receptor there?
Last week.
Okay. Are you using a jeweler or are you cleaning it yourself?
I do both.
Okay. I would take it to a jeweler and have it cleaned. What I'm going to do is reset the stone for you because I think what it's not as clean and as fresh as it should. So I'm going to take the energy and raise the energy in the stone. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. You're going to feel a little different. How does that feel?
It feels a lot lighter.
Good. You're getting lighter inside your body. What we're doing right now is, what I've been doing is taking the fluids of the body and actually opening up the atomic structure and the DNA. That's what I'm doing is cleaning your DNA right now, just helping the nuclear receptor a little bit more. Here we go. Can you feel the energy going down your right hand and your left arm to both hands? Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. You feel the energy opening up in the bottom of your feet?
Yep.
Good, honey. What we're doing is connecting you solidly to Mother Earth. We're connecting you right to the center of the Earth. So give me a second. Your body's really responding very well to this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you capable of seeing light?
Sometimes, and I definitely feel the energy.
Okay. If you're down, if you can feel the energy down by your feet, you're in touch with the center of the earth right now. You should be able to feel a lot of grounding happening for you now. Can you feel that?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Your thinking should be very, very clear right now, and your vision should be very profound. It should be you should be looking straight ahead in your mind, in your mind's eye, and it should be very clear. Can you feel that?
Yes, and I feel very focused.
Good, honey. That's the word I'm looking for. Also, what we're doing right now is connecting you to heaven. In front of you, there is a pillar of white light, which is about a foot and a half in front of you. If you would, it's about 4 feet around, and it's very bright light. If you would take your right hand and extend it into that light slowly, you'll be able to feel the energy, maybe about a half a foot to a foot in front of you. So move your hand slowly, and you're going to feel that pressure. It's a good pressure in your head and through your body. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Would you step into that light for me, please?
Okay.
That's it. Very good. Just stay there a minute. Beautiful. Beautiful. How does that feel to you, dear?
Very calming.
Yes.
And feels like it's opening me up.
Yes. What you're doing is that things will look a lot different for you when you step out of there. You're going to have a lot more peripheral vision. The colors will be much, much keener and brighter. Flowers will look different. If you have oriental carpeting, you'll be able to look at that and see colors you've never seen before. They'll be extremely bright and very colorful. So that's something that happens when you start. That's the first thing that happens when you get into this kind of energy. It's a very, very high energy. Do you have any flowers in the house or outside?
I have a lot of flowers outside.
Would you do me a favor? Could you walk to a window and take a look at the colors of the flowers and what does it look like to you?
A minute. They are a lot brighter.
Yes.
The foliage is a lot greener.
Right. What happens instantaneously is that when you're stepping into this light and you become extremely focused, everything will become much, much brighter and keener, which means that you're in a higher state of consciousness than you were 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way.
Right. So I hope that helps you an awful lot.
It does help me an awful lot. I can feel
good.
A huge difference.
The necklace you have is good. I would wear it for another 6 months, a year, 6 months, 7 months. I would say wear the peridot in about another 8 months.
Okay.
You might be able to step up to a diamond.
No, that would be nice.
Okay, so give yourself some time. The energy that you're receiving now is directly from heaven and earth.
Okay.
You're cutting out more or less the middleman. You're cutting out and going right straight to heaven. You're going right to God. It's coming right from heaven. How does that feel to you?
It feels almost like I've changed dimensions.
Yes. Do me a favor. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Washington State.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Could you hold out your hand like you're going to shake my hand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take my palm. I'm going to just pass some energy over to you at your fingertips. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can feel that.
Good. That's your aura. Your aura is extended right to heaven. So when somebody tells you the aura is only a foot away from you, you'll have a better idea where it's coming from.
Right.
So people are under the misconception that the aura is just looks like an egg around your body, and that's just the first level. The rest of it actually comes right from heaven. So your aura is always being filled with love and light. Allow that to be. You don't need anybody to work on your aura. Your aura is beautiful.
I can feel it right now, thanks to you.
Oh, well, that's thanks to you. You're just opening up more. Everybody has got this gift. There's not a person on the planet that can't do this. It's just wonderful to have. And we're all gifted. Everybody on this planet is gifted. If we all opened up our gifts, wow, what a planet.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be helping a lot of people in the future.
Yeah, I have that sense too.
Yes. You'll be able to walk past people and open them up without them even knowing it. It'll be really, really keen for you to do.
Okay. Yeah, on a good day I can do that, but I can't keep it consistent yet, but I'll work on that.
Well, just allow yourself to be, honey. That's all you need to do is allow yourself to be. Allow the energy to flow through you. Most people, what they do is they try to take control of the energy. And we can't do that by if you let the energy go, by giving up control, you gain control. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right, like surrender to that.
Right. And once you give into that, the energy just pours into you all the time. Yeah, I'm dealing with, on Saturday nights, I'm dealing with like 12 or 14 million people. And we need to be ourselves and allow ourselves to be free. So I'm trying to heal as many people as I can, even though I don't say anything. But we try to give them as much love and light as possible. So anybody that has been listening to the program has the same ability that you have and has been receiving this kind of energy.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate your work with me.
Well, thank you. Anytime you you need to call, please don't hesitate.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So the energy can be understood in a lot of different ways. As long as we are truthful with ourselves and understand that all this energy is coming from heaven and from the earth, the earth needs us as much as the earth needs us as much as we need the earth. And we also are needed by heaven. And we need to pass that kind of love to everybody on the planet. So when we're talking about compassion, learn to love yourself even more by letting go. Get in touch with your inner smile. All you need to do is I breathe in the breath of God. You say that to yourself, and you breathe that all the way through your body. And when you get to your gut, if you take a smile, just a smile on your lips, just spread your lips and let that smile happen, you will feel the inner smile of the gut. You'll be able to open that up, and you'll be able to rejoice in your own self. Believe me when I tell you, there's so much love out there. It's a matter of keeping it simple. People are looking for too much to do, and it's very difficult to have love when it's so simple to receive. And I'm not talking about the love of another person. I'm talking about love for yourself. Once you have that kind of love, people can feel that. And you'll be able to do whatever you need to do to pass love and to understand it even more for yourself. The more you understand love for yourself and give to yourself, the more people will understand who you are. And you'll be able to actually be called by these people to help them, even though they might not even say anything to you. You'll be able to see it in their eyes. People are always looking for a way of opening up and trying to be as good as they possibly can. We have the ability to do that. We have the wonderfulness and the guide to control the energy and to let it go all at the same time. So what I'm talking about, by giving up control, you're gaining control, which means basically is that you're letting go. And you're allowing God to even come in further into you and allowing yourself to open up to whatever God gives you and to be able to feel it and to be able to resume your life with passion and vigor and understanding that there is so much love out there that you'll be able to help anybody just by walking past them. You can open up their aura. You can open up their chakras instantaneously. We don't have to work so hard at it. The idea is to keep it simple. The idea of it is to love everything that we can. I'll tell you what I've done with a lot of people and something that you can do for yourself. As you're listening to this program, please understand that the energy is coming from heaven. It's not coming from me. The energy is coming down from heaven, and it's passing through everybody that wants to feel this energy. If you want to have a lot of fun, when the buds start on the trees, take your finger and or a leaf, whatever the case may be, and touch the bud or the leaf very gently on the tree, just like you're squeezing a finger of a newborn baby that's very, very fresh and new. You take your finger and just touch it, and you'll see the actual aura of the tree light up. The whole tree will light up, every bud, every leaf. The tree itself has a spirit in it. It looks just like us. It's about 6 feet off the ground. If it's a young tree, then it's only about 3 feet off the ground. But I have seen the spirit of the tree. It looks like us. It's in the center of the tree. The tree does have an eye that looks at us, and we look at the eye. If you're capable of seeing that kind of energy, you should be able to see the eye of the tree looking back at you. Trees have a tremendous amount of love to give us, as everything in nature does. But we need to allow ourselves to grow to respond to that kind of love. At a higher level, at a superconscious level of consciousness, you'll be able to see this if you just allow yourself to let go and feel the love around you, which is even a lot stronger than what you ever felt before in your life. All you need to do is to let go and let the love come through. The trees, the grass, the flowers, they all are vibrant colors. They're all vibrancy is just beautiful. As the young lady witnessed just a few minutes ago, as I asked her to look out the window at the flowers, and she said everything was much greener, clearer, and more profound. So we have the ability to reach these heights of consciousness that will actually be better for the earth, that will be better for us, be better for our children, for the future, and everything will be there for us. We need to allow ourselves to grow. We need to allow ourselves to feel the energy and not the resistance. When you feel resistance, let it go. You're dealing with energy. You're dealing with heaven. You're dealing with the energy of the planet. The planet wants to give us as much love as it possibly can. And we understand, or at least a bunch of us understand, that the energy is there for us to use at our own will. And we do have a will. And when you focus on goodness, and you focus on love, and you focus on compassion, that's what it's all about. We don't need to focus on hate and everything else that is not good. If the planet is hungry, if people are hungry, if people are running afraid, don't be. Don't be afraid of what's happening. This is all a control issue. What we need to do is raise the vibration above the control issue, and it's very easy to do. All we need to do is let go. Things will change in our lives. Things around us will change in our lives. We might be in a depression or getting too close to being in a depression, but what we need to do is get into a higher state of consciousness that will help everything on the planet. It's very important to do. I use the projectors to keep us as free as we possibly can, and I use that freely and totally with a lot of love and compassion. So I've got a lot of clients that count on me helping them and for them to love me back. And that's what we do. We just work together and make it a lot better on this planet. It's so important to do, and it's really easy to do. The simpler, the better. Everything is done in a simple matter. The things that cause our difficulty is because everything is taken into complexity. It's not necessary to do. God did not want us to live our lives so complex that we end up in depression and work ourselves to death over nothing other than greed and ego and everything else that is not necessary to do. We need to love ourselves, we need to love the people around us, and we need to love everything about the earth, the sun, the moon, the universe, God, everything that is around us, and love our neighbors as ourselves. The Bible hits it right on the target. We are getting to a point where we're just a computerized world, and it's okay to be there. But we need to keep things simplistic. The idea of energy is to love more. The idea of energy is to be more compassionate, more understanding about our families. I know there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. Please let go. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the suppression. Let go of what the government might be doing. Allow yourself to be as free as you possibly can. It's the only way to survive in this world. If you allow yourself to be controlled, you will be controlled. If you allow yourself the freedom of your own will, you can do that. There's nothing that can bind you. There's nothing that can hold you. It's the idea of you being able to live a life the way that you want to live. It's very important to understand that we have the energies to make this happen by connecting to the universal energy that I'm showing you this evening, and I have been for the last year. What that will do, it will help you tremendously in terms of growth, in terms of who you are. So live it. Love it. I'm not perfect. I'm just like everybody else. I'm just showing you what God has shown me and allowing it to be a free space and allowing you to live a life that might help you tremendously in your growth. And that's what we're all about. So let me give you out these phone numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, and 1-530-876-9146. Please call. I'm more than happy to help you. I'm more than happy to heal you as much as I possibly can and to give you what I can of me and allow you to understand that that kind of energy is very easy to get in touch with. It's simplicity at its finest. And what we're doing is giving you the understanding that it can be gotten a hold of very, very easily. It's not difficult to do. If it was difficult, I wouldn't be on the radio, but it's very simple to be in touch with this kind of energy. So please, if you feel like it, have some of this energy that comes from heaven. Live a better life. Try to do the things that you can to be better for yourselves, for your family, for whatever the case may be. It's free. I'm not charging anything for it. What I'm doing is just giving you the love that I receive from heaven. I am just bringing that energy down from heaven to share. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi, I can just barely hear you.
Okay, is this better? Hello? Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Okay, then I'll really talk loudly.
Okay,
and then you tell me if I get too loud. How about
now,
this?
Where are you calling from?
This is Joy, and I'm calling you from Florida.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, I spoke with you several weeks ago, and you took me to that place of transparency and
yes.
nirvana, which I adore.
Right.
And I want to say thank you with all my heart.
Thank you.
And most of all, I want to tell you I love you.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was just in rapture in listening to you talking about the trees just now. They are my friends. I have a whole cluster of trees very close to me, and I just feel that we have a mutual adoration society.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't know that when they put their hands on trees, how much love is transferred from the tree to you and you to the tree. It's if people would take their hands and put on trees, they would be able to feel the love, the vibration and the frequency of the trees just transferring energy back and forth.
Thank you for saying that. So I can I never go downstairs and actually touch them. I'm on a high floor in a building,
yes.
and I just enjoy them from my window because they are quite close. But
well,
you're adding
you
a new
you have the ability. I'll tell you what you have the ability of doing. You can go down there and do that, but you also have the ability of being able to talk to a tree without touching it.
There you go. Yeah.
You should be able to. Let's do this together.
Yes. And sorry, let me just ask you so we can include this. We can include this in our component. I have become able to maintain that space of nirvana, and I adore it, and it is now my home.
Wonderful.
I am calling to ask for a little support and tune-up because in the last 3 days, little things have occurred that I'm seeing have affected, and I know that I can let go. But last night, a lot of pain occurred in my body, which I managed to wake up restored from, but not quite 100%, and I'd like to get back up to where I was and beyond.
Sure.
Thank you.
Not a problem. What we're going to do is this, honey. Do you see the light in front of you now?
Yes.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Can you see it about 4 feet around?
Yes.
Step into it. That's it.
Okay.
Good. Just allow the energy to flow through you. Let go, honey, of everything. You should be able to see a lot of multidimensional levels now. Can you see that?
I'm more feeling them, I'm sensing them more than seeing them, although I do see a lot of golden light. And
yes.
Can I ask you to speak up just a little bit, please?
Excuse me?
Can I ask you to speak up just a little bit, please?
You want me to stop?
No, to speak up. Hearing you. I need to hear you better.
Oh, yeah, we must have a bad connection or something. I'm not very sure. But what I'm doing is speaking up for you. Can you hear that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good. Just stay in that light. You should be able to see that light moving in and out. You're going into many different multidimensional levels. Just
yes.
allow that to happen. You're just opening up to a lot more energy. Oh, you're doing beautifully. You should be opening up to a lot more energy. Actually, what you're doing is that you're opening up to more direct energy than you were before. Can you feel that?
Absolutely.
Good. I think that's what you're looking for. Your peripheral vision should be very strong right now.
Yes.
Okay, would you do me a favor? Are you up really high in a condominium or something like that?
No, I'm on the third floor of a mid-sized hotel.
Okay. What I would like you to do, are there trees outside?
Exactly right in front of me with beautiful pond also, gorgeous water and birds.
Okay. What I would like you to do is focus on a tree around maybe about 4 feet off the ground. Can you see the light in the tree now?
I'm focusing.
Unfocus.
Unfocus.
It's okay to focus, but you need to unfocus. It's like looking at an aura. You know, you have to unfocus to see the aura.
Yes. Yeah, I can feel it feeding me.
Yes. You're looking at the spirit of the tree. The figure, you'll eventually get to a point where you'll be able to see a figure in the tree that looks human.
Really?
Yes. The spirit of the tree looks just like us.
Oh.
No difference.
I feel so much love from the tree. It just made me even stand up straighter.
Yes.
Ooh, it's really coming into my body. I feel a sense of expansion and lightness
yes.
in my whole lower third of my body.
Yes.
Oh.
What the tree is doing is showing you how to ground yourself. It's almost like the roots of a tree. You're grounding yourself to the ground. The tree is teaching you.
Oh.
That's exactly what's happening now. So you should feel almost like roots coming from your body and going into the ground. Can you feel that?
Yes, and the bottom of my feet are tingling.
Yes. We're all the same. It's all energy, honey. We had to expand your energy to allow you to feel the roots of yourself going to the center of the earth. It's a way of being, honey.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. You're just a fabulous human being.
What I discovered, Steve,
yes.
is that all my life, the thing I've been most passionate about
mm-hmm.
is being in love with love.
Yes.
I just love love.
Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. How does it feel to be more transparent?
Oh, it feels delicious.
Yes. Yes.
And at the same time, what I'm sensing at very, very subtle levels
right.
is this fear that something will take it away from me.
Excuse me?
I said, and what I'm sensing at the same time, while expanding joyously and loving it, at very subtle levels, I'm aware of a fear that some occurrence will take it away from me, that I can't have it 100%
all
the time.
No, it'll be there, honey.
Oh, good.
It'll be there for you. What we need to do is change our thought pattern.
Okay.
Nothing can be taken away from you. It can be added, but nothing can be taken away. The only thing to be taken away is that your mind will allow that to happen. What you need to do is to be free. Free yourself up from that kind of thought. Allow yourself to express your own expression at all times. Allow yourself to be free. And the way you can do that also is to get in touch with the smile. So what we'll do is open you up to your own inner smile. So what I need you to do, now your gut is open, what I need you to do is just smile from the smile on your face, just smile it, and you'll actually feel the energy of your gut opening up with a smile. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. That's your inner smile. Be in touch with the inner smile. Remember that the universe is very freeing. allow yourself almost like a brook or a stream. Allow yourself to be like a stream. Allow the energy or allow the water to go through you and allow it just to flow. The water just flows, honey. It purifies itself as it goes by. Just think of yourself as being purified as you're going by. The universe wants to help us as much as possible. What stops us is our thought. So the best way to do that is I breathe in the breath of God. Just take in that air and pass that through your body. I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe in the breath of God.
How does that feel?
Beautiful.
I was teaching this to Dr. Valerie Olmsted a couple years ago, and we had a lot of fun. She's a wonderful person. She has a program also, I think, on WBBS, if I remember. And she's a wonderful human being. She's out in Sedona.
Oh.
Just a wonderful, wonderful person. She was here in Rochester, and we went to a place called the Sacred Groves, and we actually saw angels. So they disappeared right in front of us. So it was a lot of fun. But
I love angels.
Yeah, so we, when you're on a higher level of consciousness, you need to allow yourself to express your own expression. So express it when you want to, but allow yourself to be free.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
So I agree 100% with everything you've said, and it is my joy and adoration to align with that.
Yes.
And at the same time, my question is how to remain 100% aligned with my authentic self while in the presence of structure that is not open to receiving it, because that kind of essence will not impose itself on anything or anyone, and at the same time, I find that then I kind of repress or implode, which is not healthy for me when I'm, either, I don't know, a class structure or with people whose consciousness is not quite yet delighted to expand. So how to respect both sides.
Yes, the idea of the energy is that when you're walking down a street and you feel somebody's energy, just allow to feel it, because what you're doing is cleansing that energy. You're powerful enough not to attach yourself to that kind of energy. I don't worry about vampires. I don't worry about negative energy. I don't worry about that stuff because it's all emulsified.
It's all what? Sorry, did you say emulsified?
Emulsified, yes.
Oh, I love that. That's great. And
yes,
I agree with you about protection. So I'm not meaning protection. I'm meaning respect of not imposing a higher frequency on somebody's energetic
matrix. No, that won't happen.
Okay.
That will not happen. The person will only receive the energy that they can achieve. It's not an energy that they're going to receive. In other words, what you're saying to me, if you are an enlightened human being, or let's say you're at a level 8, 10 being enlightenment, if you're an 8, the person is only going to receive the energy that he will receive. If they're at a level 4, they will receive a level 4 energy. If they are at an 8, they will receive an 8 energy, or a 9 or 9 3/4. Whatever the level that they're at, that's the level of energy they will receive.
And I don't need to match the 4 to be with the 4.
Who's this?
What?
Who's this, honey? Who are you talking about?
Well, I'm using your example.
Yes.
If I'm an 8 and I meet a 4, you're saying the 4 will only receive what it's comfortable receiving from the
yes.
level 8.
Yes.
And
God
I'm
will,
asking you
will not allow the universe
that I don't have to
well.
Match the 4.
Yeah.
What?
Let me explain to you. The universe has laws. You cannot override somebody's energy, honey. It just doesn't work. So in other words, if a person is at a four, they'll be a cleaner four.
I can accept that. My question is different, is that I don't have to go to a level four. I don't have to half my energy to fit into level four if I'm at level eight. And that's what I watch myself do. I contract.
You're sort of trapped?
I know, contracting, C-O-N-T-R-A-C-T. I contract.
My problem is I'm just barely hearing you, so.
Okay, how about this? I'm yelling. Is this better?
Hello? I'm sorry that we had to disconnect her. If she could call back on a different phone so I can hear her and allow that to happen, that would be fine. But when I have to have somebody repeat something three or four or five times, I'm sorry that that happened. So if she can call back on a different phone so we can continue the conversation, that would be fine. I'm just so sorry that that had to happen. But anyhow, the idea of energy... Hello?
Steve, it's Joy again. I called back. Is this better?
A little better, yes.
Okay. Where we got cut off is I was saying I contract my energy to go from eight to meet a level four, and I'm asking for help on how not to do that myself.
Okay. You are at a level eight, let's say.
Yes.
Okay. You will remain an eight. You're not going to go back to four. What you're doing is that the energy that you're... See, we need to keep this very simple. The idea of it is not to make it complex. You're at a level eight. If a person is at a level four, they will receive four, but what we do is that they receive it cleaner. So in other words, every time you talk to somebody that is of a different level, they'll become cleaner. Their thought will become more profound, but it will be simpler. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, but there's no contraction or damage to me.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not. Your idea of doing that, what you need to do is to let go. The thought process of higher consciousness is higher consciousness. What we need to do is delete yourself from understanding. Make no judgments and try not to comprehend. I think that's where the problem is. Make no judgments, try not to comprehend, and delete yourself from understanding. When you get into higher levels of consciousness, you need to allow yourself to let go, and that's what I'm trying to teach. So you don't have to ask questions of that nature of yourself, because you're helping everybody at any level. Did you follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Right. So I idle right at 10. It doesn't make me a better person. It's just that I'm at just a little different level. So what I do is that if a person is at a 2 or a 3 or a 4 or a 9 or an 8, it doesn't matter. What matters is the love and compassion that you give that person. That's all that matters. You follow?
Yes, yes. I agree with you about the simplicity. I'm 100% loving the simplicity, and that was, in fact, the major essence of the gift that I received through you several weeks ago when I first called, about letting go and allowing and being simple. What I was seeking understanding, but I'm fine with letting go of comprehension, is an occurrence earlier this week where I felt like my free-flowing openness hit mud. and I just, and I got stuck in the mud frequency. And I'm thinking, okay, how do I, if I'm coming from an openness and I'm feeling mud, how do I remain openness in the presence of mud without being muddy?
What
there
you need
go.
To do is actually walk through the mud. Don't ever be afraid of anything that you come in contact with, ever. There are a lot of things out there that look bad, but they are not bad. Everything that you're looking at, even the mud, you see mud, walk through it. You see water, walk through it. You see anything, walk through it. It's not going to hurt you. They're all tests.
I love that. That's
okay,
great.
We're all being tested all the time. So when you see mud, walk through the mud and make it shine.
Oh.
Allow it to be, honey. It's all tests. That's all it is. And
I just saw the mud smiling.
All the time. Pardon me?
I said I just saw the mud smiling.
Yes. That's what you need to do. It's all tests. That's all it is. There's a lot of people that are a little bit afraid, and that's okay. But when you're in the higher levels of energy, when I'm working on a client, I don't have time to blink. I'm right with that client all the time, or I'm with you all the time. I don't have that privilege of blinking. I'm just right there, and I'm with you constantly because things are changing, and you need to know that you're very much loved, and there's a tremendous amount of compassion between both of us, and that compassion is rising all the time.
That's lovely.
You know, it's a matter of just letting go. So the three things that I was telling you, if you want to write that down, please do. Make no judgments, try not to comprehend, and delete yourself from understanding.
Yeah. That's a beautiful formula.
Well, it's the only formula that I've come across so far that works for me. And the way that I received that, I received it two ways. I received it from heaven, and I also received it from... what is his name? There's a gentleman, I can't think of his name. But anyhow, that's what I do, and that's what we're all about. It's very important to live that kind of life.
Yes. And bringing back the example of the trees, of course, that's what the trees, they don't judge, they don't comprehend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's very important to do that. And you need to allow yourself the freedom to be able to express your own expression. And the way you express your own expression is freedom of everything. Freedom to understand that you don't have to understand. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's the only ultimate freedom, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Otherwise, you're always on the hook. Or something.
Yeah. But you're doing very well, by the way. Your energy bespeaks itself, and you're doing lovely.
You're doing such good work. What?
You're doing such good work.
By the way,
if you want to have some fun, go downstairs and hug the tree. It wants to be hugged. It's the light from the tree is tremendous. And it wants to share that love with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you,
because I've never gone down and touched them.
Excuse me?
I said I've never gone down and touched them.
Please do. And then call me next week and let me know how you feel.
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you. I got to go. It's about 6:54.
Yes.
But please do. It's lovely talking to you. And you have such wonderful energy.
So do you. I really mean it from the genuineness of my entire being. I love you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I need that. I never have enough love.
Well, I'm standing here and I'm feeling myself vibrating completely and I'm waving to you
in
Rochester.
I send love from my heart back to you.
Oh, thank you. Infinite grace.
Thank you so much. Take care now.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
When you want to share love, and that's what we're doing by talking and raising the consciousness level and having a tree look at me and saying, please tell her to come down. I want to give her as much love as I can. And that's she's on her way down right now. So I think it would be interesting to hear what she has to say next week. But now at 6:56, it's time for me to sign off. So I wanted to thank you so much for being with me this evening and allowing me to touch your hearts. And hopefully we both learn from each other. I love you guys. I hope to see you next week. I just want to say goodnight to a couple people, Dr. Fred Bell, Valerie, and you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.